Mishnah Zayin, lechatchila, ideally, one must make the bracha after eating bread in the same place as he ate the bread, to show that the bracha is referring to the food which you just ate. But what happens if Misha Ochal, somebody ate some food, he ate a meal, v'shochach v'lo berach, but he forgot to say Birkas HaMazon, he forgot to bless Hashem after eating. Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai say, when he remembers, yachzalim kam v'varich, he has to go back to the place where he ate and then make the Birkas HaMazon over there, because Birkas HaMazon has to be said together with the eating. Uveis Hillel and Uveis Hillel say that you don't have to go back, rather yivarich b'machim shanizkar, you're allowed to make the Birkas HaMazon in the place where you remember. Even though ideally you should make it in the same place as you ate, if you've left there, then you do not need to go back to make the bracha. Rather, you make the bracha where you are now. The Mishnah now asks, Ad emos hayuchum voich, up until when can one make Birkas HaMazon? This could apply to the person we've just been speaking about, who forgot that he had to bench, or it could be talking about anybody. If you sit at your table after finishing eating, but you haven't benched yet, until when can you bench? The answer is, Ad k'deishis akal mozen shememeyov, it's until the point that the food in your stomach begins to be digested. And the reason for this is because the pasuk says, V'achalta v'savata v'erachta. You shall eat the food, you'll be satisfied, and then you should bench. So as soon as you stop being satisfied and you start getting hungry again, i.e. as soon as you start digesting your food, you're no longer satisfied, and therefore you can no longer say Birkas HaMazon anymore.